Support for Rock Island Lions comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 25 years. Information is available at qcbt.com.
This is Roel Tweet on Rock Island. You can't blame the judge, the 14 lawyers, the prospective jury members, and the audience for all being just a bit nervous. After all, Joseph Girard was Rock Island's first murderer. Rock Island was still known as Stevenson back in May of 1840 when Girard was charged with murdering Zacchaeus Mayhew with a carpenter's chisel under the left arm. Murder was a definite step up for the small community whose previous crime sprees had been more along the lines of horse racing within the city limits, or disturbing neighbors by hallooing and using obscene language. The suspect himself was above average. The previous November, Girard and his wife had arrived in Stevenson to set up the town's first school, a school spacious enough to allow a few boarding students. The murder had closed the school only a few months after it opened. The Girard trial opened on Saturday, October 2, and closed on Sunday, October 3. Apparently, none of the 14 lawyers present in the courtroom had yet learned the benefits of a deliberate and protracted trial. In a single day, the lawyers for both sides went through 119 prospective jurors before finding a jury of 12. That still left time for both the prosecution and the defense to present their arguments and rest their case. The following day, the jury took an even shorter time to decide that there was not enough evidence to find Girard guilty of first-degree murder. They convicted him of manslaughter and sentenced him to 1 year in the state prison. The haste of the trial won Girard an appeal. He eventually was fined a dollar and spent 3 years in prison. Even the local newspaper, the Stevenson Banner, seemed not to have known what to do with this first murder. The small space devoted to the Girard trial was overwhelmed by an article headlined Swindlers and Deadbeats, who turned out to be Lister Wallace and three other men who had not paid their subscriptions to the newspaper. Murder was so new in Stevenson that the Banner had not yet discovered how much it could increase those subscriptions by publishing juicy details.
Rock Island Lines with Roel Tweet is underwritten by Augustana College, Rock Island, Illinois.